Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kanier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. On today's show, I have Terry Lacey. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
And for those of you that may not know, Terry is the CEO or Chief Executive Officer for the Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers. And I want to welcome her back today. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
So this is how many, going on 2-3 years already?
Or? Yeah, just 2.5 years working on my third year. It'll be January. It's my anniversary.
And lots of new things are going on, and that's what we're going to talk about. So we are in August, and August, they celebrate National Health Centers Week, right?
Yes.
And you did a couple of things this past week, to celebrate the community, our patients, your employees, and stuff like that, right?
Yes. We had some exciting things that we did. We had raffles in our pediatric offices. We'll be announcing the winners of the bikes that we purchased to show our appreciation for our pediatric patients. And we did iPad raffles for our adult primary care sites. So we'll be announcing those winners also. And then this week, we'll be having our employee appreciation with a barbecue.
Right. How many employees are you up to now?
We are up to a little over 430.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. And I know, I think the last show we talked about, the kind of internal progression or progress that employees can make, in different steps and move up and the different programs that are available. But I know we have a lot of other exciting things to talk about that happened in 2025. We're still in 2025. But are going to just improve moving forward. Mm-hmm. So do you want to talk about some of those exciting endeavors that's happening?
Sure, yeah. As a federally qualified health center, our main responsibility is to be responsive to the needs of our community. And so we have done some exciting things this past year to make sure that we are responding to the needs of our patients in the community. Expansion of pediatrics. We're really seeing a growing need for pediatrics. And so we opened at our Sterling location, a walk-in for pediatrics. And that's, to provide that convenience for parents. And we're open on Sundays, and we start around 11 o'clock in the morning. We work till 7 o'clock at night in order to capture the after dinner evening. Mm-hmm. And so we opened our Sterling Pediatric Walk-In site. In addition to that, we are expanding our Waymart and Pike offices to add additional providers to make sure that we can meet the needs of the growing number of pediatric patients that we're serving.
Wow. I know you also had an exciting event this summer called Unity in the Community, right?
We did.
How did that turn out?
It was wonderful. Yeah. Unfortunately, our first date got rained out.
Yes.
But then our second, the rain date, it was just a perfect night. And we were, it was free of charge. And we had food trucks and we had basket raffles, and we had a band, and we had a lot of vendors focused on health and wellness. And we actually had over 500 people attend.
Yes.
It was a wonderful night, and we're committing to making that an annual event.
That's going to be very exciting, and I hope I can make it this year. We had our hospital service award dinner that night, so I had to kind of be there. But we did have a representative from the hospital because, the hospital and the community health centers work very closely together.
Yes.
Although we're two different businesses per se, yes, we work very, very closely together, so we're always supporting each other.
We serve the same patients.
Exactly, we do. And, it's amazing that, Wayne County has both of us. Mm-hmm. In one area that services many different counties and surrounding counties.
Yeah.
Correct?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. So we're currently serving four counties.
Right.
Wayne, Pike, Susquehanna, and Upper Lackawanna.
Yes.
In the Carbondale area.
All over. What about, there's a newer program. I'm going to say the initials and you could do the rest. IOC?
Yes. Our integrated care model.
Okay.
And we are committed to putting behavioral health professionals in all of our primary care sites. And that's under the leadership of Dr. Gupta, and he's doing an exceptional job. He is our child and adolescent psychiatrist. And he is leading a team of behavioral health professionals, and it's a new model of care. So we are, you know, we're studying it, and we're modifying workflows in order to meet the needs of our patients. We currently have behavioral health professionals in our Hamlin location, in our Sterling Peds location, in our Carbondale location, and in our Forest City location. And just most recently, we have a new psychiatrist and a new LCSW who are working out of the Highlands and our Women's Health location.
Wow, yes, yeah. And it was, it's, I'm glad you mentioned that again, because I did do a radio show with Dr. Gupta.
Oh,
and so, you know, I'm glad you touched on it again, because then people can go and look under the HealthWorks, you know, and scroll down and learn more about that in greater details, because it is for all the Wayne Memorial Community Health Center patients, right?
Yes.
So you mentioned the specific offices, but if someone, you know, if they don't have that service in one office, they can sometimes, you know, send them to the other one for that care, right?
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. Any patient of ours, and we currently serve over 57,000 patients.
Right.
All can have access to our mm-hmm. integrated care model.
And this is a separate program than the behavioral health department under the Community Health Center umbrella, correct?
Correct. Yes, this does not replace that.
Right.
Yeah. Our behavioral health department, led by Dr. Campbell,
mm-hmm.
Really, they're take care of individuals with more serious mental illness. And so they see patients on average 10 times a year, you know,
right.
So those individuals really are much more connected,
mm-hmm.
And need a lot of follow-up and ongoing care.
Right, right. And is it just an addition to make our community
yeah.
healthier
yeah.
overall?
And really the goal of our IOC model is to improve access,
mm-hmm.
so patients that need access to care can get it, and reduce stigma, you know.
Right. And sometimes when you have a patient that goes in for maybe a sick visit or an annual visit, sometimes they have a stressor that has come up
mm-hmm.
that maybe they need to talk to somebody about,
sure.
right?
Yeah.
And so that service is available to
yeah.
them.
And that physical health problem that they're presenting for may have an underlying behavioral health
right.
related condition.
Exactly. Again, just bringing all this care together. Real exciting too is you have just implemented a family residency program, correct?
Yes, we did. Our four residents started on July 1st. And yeah, we were very excited to welcome them to Wayne County.
Mm-hmm. And the goal of that, right, is really to have these residents study here, practice here,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully stay here,
yes.
right?
Yeah. There's a lot of research that shows that individuals, physicians that train in communities have a tendency to stay
mm-hmm.
in the communities in which they train, because they will be with us for 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. So, and that's so exciting.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is. We are in a very rural area, and sometimes it is hard to get physicians or family, you know, mm-hmm. physicians to stay. And it's so needed because,
yes.
you know, talking about all your centers. So I'm going to say 9, but now there's 10, right, primary care offices?
Yes.
So tell us about the newest one in Lake Ariel.
Dr. Mernon joined us in February, and he focuses, he's internal medicine, so more of the older adult is his patient population that he serves. So we were really happy that he joined Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers in February. And he makes our 10th adult primary care site, and it is called the Lake Ariel Family Health Center.
Mm-hmm. Wow, always growing.
Yes.
I know we're running out of places to put everyone. You're going to have to do some, like you said, expansions of the pediatric offices
mm-hmm.
because of the needs. And I think that is just, you know, amazing. What the community health centers do is you truly look at the needs of our community
mm-hmm.
and, you know, provide that service.
Yes.
Because it's an FQHC, correct?
That's correct, yes. And what makes us unique also is that our board of directors is made up of our patients.
Mm-hmm.
And so they make sure that we're accountable to respond to the needs of the community, and they represent the community.
Right, right. So what else exciting in 2025 that I might have missed? With your list, something about continuing
yes.
medication, medical education.
In addition to our family medicine residency, we also received accreditation to provide continuing medical education credits, which really is, it's a big deal. There's only 1,600 other accredited organizations in the country. And so we have the ability, because everyone that holds a license needs to get continuing education credits annually. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes that's difficult to get or costly that you have to travel or... And so now we have the ability, and we'll be doing a lot of education because with our residents, you know, we'll be doing a lot of education, and we can accredit all of those presentations so that individuals that are either providing the education or receiving the education can get their CME without leaving Wayne County.
Which I'm so excited because as a registered licensed dietitian, we need to get 15 credits a year.
Yes.
Or, you know, every 5 years we have to renew our registration, but every 2 years our license, so we need 30 credits.
Yeah.
And it is hard to travel outside the area.
Yeah. So I'm also a registered nurse.
Yes.
And I have the same requirement. I have to get 30 credits every 2 years. And so now we can provide that CME. And so dietitians, nurses, doctors,
social workers, assistants. Right?
Yep.
There are so, and I think that's also important for our community to know is we have very skilled professional staff, both in the hospital and the community health centers that, you know, do continuing education credits, keep up with all the medical information to provide the best care for our patients, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, when you create a learning environment, It's everybody steps up in their game, right? Because they have to be current about the latest things that are going on so that they can in turn teach.
Right, right. And so we have about 3 minutes left. I just want to touch a little bit about the community health needs assessment.
Yes.
That the hospital and the community health centers both completed together as a team. And that is available on the hospital website, WMH.org. under the community tab. But tell us a little bit about that and, you know, what's the next step with that?
Sure. So we utilize East Stroudsburg University, their research department, to help conduct the community health needs assessment. And they worked on that all through the first and second quarter. So they started in around February and just completed it. So we will be sharing those results with the community stakeholders at an event called the Collective Impact Model. So August 14th, we'll be sharing that information. We'll be breaking out into small groups, looking at the top five areas to see what, as a community, we can do together. Because even though the Wayne Memorial Hospital and Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers conducted that needs assessment, we're not solely responsible for the health of the community. Everybody's responsible for the health of the community. And because, you know, it's a focus on transportation and on senior housing, behavioral health, in addition to health literacy, vaccine hesitancy, and obesity, there's some of the top areas that we'll be focusing on. But yeah, it'll be really great getting convening the community around what we can do together.
Right, because, you know, no matter how much we try to research and have knowledge of what's in our community, we don't always know everything,
right?
So that's the whole purpose of this meeting on the 14th is to bring all these, like you said, stakeholders, individuals that are doing things, organizations, agencies, and, you know, put a plan together. Mm-hmm. And how can we make our community healthier overall?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right. So it's always a team effort. It never stops.
Yeah. It takes a village.
It always takes a village. So Terry, is there anything else that you want to add?
No, looking very forward to celebrating with our employees this week with our barbecue and you know, getting to meet more people from the community in our collective impact discussion.
Right. So I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. I think, you know, it's never enough information for our community to hear, you know, what we're doing as, you know, the community health centers as well as the hospital. So I want to thank you so much.
Certainly. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kanier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.